T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So much to do, so little time. Let's not waste any of it. Joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline right now is Joe Arnstein. He is with the Pittsburgh Pirates, and he is the accounts manager for corporate relations, and so glad to have him as he joins us inside the Pirates front office. Hi, Joe. How are you?
I am superb. Thank you so much for having me today.
This is great to have an opportunity to talk about some of the things that are happening behind the scenes, and fans are going to recognize these things from listening to games on KDKA or on The Fan, watching the games on AT&T Sportsnet. They're going to recognize some of these names, but you and PNC Bank have gotten together, putting together what's called a small business initiative for this year of 2021 to try to help some of these small businesses that are in and around your neighborhood. Give us an idea of what the small business initiative is for this year.
So the small business initiative, we realize that small businesses in particular are disproportionately suffering as a result of the pandemic. So what we wanted to do is work with PNC Bank to leverage the Pirates brand and help lift these businesses up insofar as we can. So we want to encourage our fans to use their products. We want to use our assets to get the word out about these businesses.
So you're doing that through commercials that may run during a game. During your network broadcast, you're going to be able to show a commercial. For instance, in the month of April, Concrete Rose Construction, a minority woman-owned business on the north side. Those commercials were put together. We saw those. We heard those, et cetera. They were voiced by your talent, either Greg Brown or Joe Block or whatever, that had been involved in those sorts of things. Did you actually go and help them with all of that production as well, or did they go out and spend the money to do that?
No, we picked up all of the production in-house, and the idea is that production can be a big barrier to entry when it comes to advertising, so we used our in-house assets to script and produce all of the television and radio commercials.
And so then those run where, in addition to games? Where else would people see those?
So they would see them and hear them in-game broadcasts, but we also give the rights to the small businesses that they can use this material on their own as well. Again, it's just a way of helping to lift them up insofar as we can.
So you're putting together these 30-second television and radio commercials, which, again, if you were to go out and say it, hire a production company, would cost them thousands and thousands of dollars to do. The Pirates are already doing that, plus providing the airtime within the broadcast to do those things. The six businesses that you have selected, how did you go about finding those neighbors?
That's a great question. We worked with three different local chambers of commerce. We worked with the Northside Chamber of Commerce, since there are Northside neighbors here, and then we worked with the African-American Chamber of Commerce of Western Pennsylvania and the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce as well. And we set forward some criteria and said we are looking for businesses that are small businesses that are struggling as a result of the pandemic, but ones that have not rolled over, ones that are really looking to continue to thrive and make a difference. And they came back to us with their suggestions, and that's how we came up with the companies that we did. And we are really thrilled with the group. We have a lot of minority women-owned businesses And as mentioned, they're all small businesses, and we're really excited about the mix of people and businesses that we get to celebrate here.
We are visiting with Joe Arnstein with the Pittsburgh Pirates as we're inside the Pirates front office today talking about their plans of unveiling their small business initiative for 2021. Those six companies selected: Concrete Rose Construction, Kabaya and Company, Bistro To Go, Happy Day Dessert Factory, plus the Children's Language Immersion Program, and Casa Brazil. When you look at these companies, it really is sort of a cross-section of that North Shore, that north side of Pittsburgh, and it also just sort of shows these are the companies that are right there around you. I think it's tremendous that baseball is a commonality between so many neighborhoods here, and now you're doing the same thing with these companies in the initiative. Did it work out that way, or was that the plan all along?
So what we wanted to do was find businesses that are in our neighborhood. We wanted to celebrate both businesses that are in PNC's and the Pirates neighborhood. So we didn't want to go too far out of our backyard, so to speak.
Right.
That's how we wound up with some that are so close. Bistro To Go and Happy Day Dessert Factory are walkable. I mean, in Pittsburgh, everything is walkable.
But, yeah, right, right.
Concrete Rose is just down the street from us. Kabaya & Company is up in Oakland. So we stayed very close, and that was intentional because we really wanted to, like, lift up the community that we are a part of.
Is this something that Major League Baseball said you should do, or is this just something that the Pirates said that you wanted to do? Is this a league-wide initiative, or is this just something that you decided to do locally?
No, it is not a league-wide initiative. Last year, we were challenged by Travis Williams, who is our team president, who said that, you know, this year is going to be a year unlike any other. What can we do to help support our community, to help support our customers and our fan base? And we rolled out this program last year and are excited to have this for our second year. It was the brainchild of a number of people within the organization who just thought, like, what can we do to, you know, give back to our small businesses in our neighborhood?
I'd be curious to know what the response is from those businesses when you announce that they have won, that they're going to be part of the program. What do they say?
Well, I cried a lot during our announcements. We were lucky to have Lou Sestello from PNC Bank and Travis Williams and Pirates owner Bob Nutting make these phone calls, and the people were just beside themselves. They were really grateful, and they were all, you know, they talked about their memories of the Pirates from when they were growing up. They talked about their favorite players and how ingrained, as you mentioned earlier, how ingrained their sense of community is and how it's tied to the Pirates.
Right.
And they were just blown away. And I actually talked to Kabaya from Kabaya and Company earlier today. We have one of the things that we offer for them is we get to invite them out to a ball game.
Hmm.
They get to sit in a suite and they get to be recognized in game. And then they get to see actually their sign on the right field wall.
Right.
So we talked today and she said, listen, they're like, if I haven't said this before, I just want to let you know again, like, how grateful we are for this. This is such a cool program and we're so happy to be a part of it. And it's really nice to hear that feedback. It's really just, it's humbling.
That's great stuff. Joe Arnstein joining us here from the Pirates as we go inside the Pirates front office. Again, the Pirates, together with PNC Bank, announcing the Small Business Initiative for 2021. Concrete Rose Construction, Kabaya & Company, Bistro To Go, Happy Day Dessert Factory, Children's Language Immersion Program, Casa Brazil. Those are the ones that are involved this year as the big winners. You'll be hearing those names, seeing those names as part of the Pirates broadcast here on KDKA, also on The Fan, and also on AT&T Sportsnet. Joe, thanks so much for being here and explaining this initiative to us, and keep up the great work.
Thanks for having me.
That's really, really great stuff. Inside the Pirates front office is brought to you by the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.